Welcome to In God's Glory on Life 97.5 FM. Monk Zion's Missions Barbados Four Square Church with Senior Apostles Apostle Dr. Lucille and Apostle Chris Baird are absolutely thrilled to have you tuning in and look forward to sharing God's Word with you each week. Join us now and listen as our team brings you inspiring messages and uplifting truths.
Right, blessed, good morning to all listeners in Barbados, the Eastern Caribbean, and wherever this program is being heard. A very blessed good morning, Friday morning to you. I'm excited as usual to be able to come to you again and to have these great persons, ministers of God with me, share the word of God with you, share the mind of God with you. Thank you for your prayers continually. Thank you for your words of encouragement to us. It does help us to feel encouraged to continue and keep praying for us. We always will need your praise. Thank the Lord. And so we bless God today for the opportunity to be able to share again a word, some word of blessing, some word of encouragement, some word of correction. Whatever it is, we share it by the power of God. And we ask that the Lord would make it a blessing to you to change your trajectory, to put you in the right place, to change your thoughts. Whatever it does, may the Lord be blessed and honored, and may your life be a blessing in Jesus' name. We all always want to be able to say to you that I'm happy to have these three persons in the studio with me. My husband, Apostle Chris. Say good morning, Apostle Chris.
Good morning to everyone and to meet all of you.
Yes, God. And of course, we have Elder Andrew Octave.
Good morning, one and all. Blessings to you on this great and awesome day.
Praise God, thank you. And of course, the Reverend Gail Price.
Good morning and multiplied blessings to every single person who's listening right now. God bless you.
Praise God. Once again, I want to thank you, my partners here in the studio, for every week taking the time to share the word of God with me and, by extension, those that are listening. You know, I know you all are very busy people. So I thank you for taking that time to really serve God in this way. We've shared quite a lot in the last few weeks. In fact, from January, we had a team that the Lord has given to us that is a blessing to us at Monk Zion's Mission. So we will continue. Every time the Lord gives a theme to our church, we stay on course. We don't deviate very far away from it. The Lord might give us various aspects of it, help us to look at various angles of it, but we don't really deviate from what the Lord would have given to us. And everyone will testify that it's a blessing. And we also hear from Yale. Other churches are saying that word is something that God has given them to as well.
Yeah.
To pursue God.
Even for the conference in Antigua.
Yes, praise God, yes. I'm invited to minister in Antigua in the month of May. And in 3 days, I'll be there. And they have a similar team,
yes,
pursuing the presence of God. So, you know, God is the same God everywhere. Yeah. And God wants us, I believe, with all my heart, to serve Him, pursue Him. Because I don't think that we, this Latter-day Church, the last day church, and I really believe that this is the last day church, all the signs are there that we are in the last days, really and truly. And a lot of the prophecies that come to pass, we're privileged to see them. The disciples would have longed for, desired to see what we're seeing, to be in the last day. But God has chosen us to be the last day church. And so we got to take our roles seriously. We dare not drop the baton. You know, in a relay, the man that takes the baton last is the man that has the victory in his hands or the defeat.
Right.
So we've got the victory. We got to get to that finish line,
right,
and do what God has called us to do and be what God has called us to be in the earth. The church of God, not just anybody's lackey. You know, not just saying what people want us to say, saying only what God will have us to say. And I think by now, most Barbadians that know me would know, I'm going to say what God will tell me to say. I don't seek the face of man or the favor of man. I don't care who is happy when I share. I share what God will have me to share. And that's it. And I just go on. I don't look back to see who is saying yeah or nay, who's supporting me or who like what I've said. I do what God tells me to do. And that's how I've always been. And that's how I always will be. Praise God. And I, at the end of the day, I'm just happy that God is happy.
Praise God.
And that God is honored and that God is blessed. And I think that's who God wants us as ministers of God, as the church of God, in the last day to be. Daniel said it. In the last day, the people of God, the church of God, will do exploits, and they will be strong. We won't be a weak church. We won't be a church that's compromising. We will be strong and stand on the word of God. And do what God calls us to do, and say what God will have us to say, and do exploits. And I'm looking for that day. I'm excited for that day when God begins to move in Barbados, the Caribbean, and across the world. And the, you hear the voice of the church. I was very happy during the election time campaign and so on, when the church was praying and sharing and talking. And that was good. The church was really in a place of unity. But we can't just unite for a cause and just after that we're done. We have to unite continually.
Yes.
That's what God would want us to be. So as we share this wonderful team, in 2026, we will pursue God and establish our God-given kingdom legacy. I believe that God will continue to bless us. First of all, I want to just also take the time. We weren't able to do that as much last week. I want to do that today as a pastor in Barbados. I want to congratulate Miss Mia Motley and her government on a resounding victory, 30-0, and the selection of her cabinet. It's my prayer for her and the cabinet that they will stay focused on the mandate and the mission and the promises, and that they will remember that they sought God before the election. Mm-hmm. They sought God, went to church, you know, and asked for prayer, and that they will continue to seek God. The church, I myself as included as a pastor, we are mandated by the word of God to pray for the government,
yes,
to pray for the prime minister. That's our role. We're going to pray for them, you know, because we believe that the authority that is there's authority, you know, it has to be God's will. However we like or don't like, we've got to pray for them. And so it's our duty to continue to pray and encourage them. And I will always stand by to do that. I will not support a government that does things that are contrary to the will and purpose of God or go against the word of God. I'm sure everybody knows that. All right. So I am glad that we've settled down. We had a safe, violence-free election and so on, a campaign. A few little hitches on the platform, which we didn't really like too much. You know, we don't want it. People talking to each other, particularly attacking women. But it's over now. Let's settle down, huh? And let's build the country together, hand in hand, and work together and so on. However, I need to say this. I've said it before. I've shared it in writing. I've shared it in the presence of the Prime Minister. I've shared it over and over. This is the third time that we're experiencing a 30-0 in our country. And I want to say that as a pastor, I am not comfortable with a country not having an opposition at all. A good democracy, a healthy democracy, demands a strong opposition. And so if we don't have an opposition, we're really operating a one-party state. And that's not the kind of culture that we've cultivated in this country before. Under Arab Barry, we didn't have that. Under Tom Adams, we didn't have that. Under Owen Alpha, we didn't have that. And I don't know. We cannot get comfortable, and we shouldn't get comfortable in a one-party state. We must be able, by the grace of God, to ask God to raise up men and women that love the country better than they love themselves, that love the country more than they love position, you know, and party, and just want to see the country do well. Those are the kind of people that God wants to raise up in these last days, you know, and that will not bounce back and forth from party to party because of what they're seeking. They just seek the benefit of the country. They just seek the good of the country. They just want to see the country do well. That's what we're praying for. And the church has power to pray. When the church prays, God will hear our praise. And that's what we're doing. So I wish this the Prime Minister, Honorable Ms. Mayor Motley, and I wish her government well. And that's from my heart. I'm sure she knows that. And we will continue to pray. And we'll pray that God will raise up a strong opposition in this country, a party of people who just have no agenda other than to serve the country and to see Barbados benefit and to see Barbados buoyant politically and economically and socially and spiritually, and doing well always. Mm-hmm. That's from my heart. And that has to be said in Jesus' name. That will be my prayer continually as we go into this new era with a new government. Praise God. I'm sure that Reverend Gill want to say something before we go into.
I also offer my congratulations to the Prime Minister, the Honorable Mia Amar Motley, and the entire government. And as the church, as the ecclesia, the called out ones, we must be the voice of God And we also, by extension, must be the voice of the people. And as we pray as a church, we want to see the ability for us to have that opposition. And I agree with you too, Apostle. And we have to be, as a nation, sober-minded as we carry on this legacy to the next generations. And democracy, the fairness and the balance in democracy is so very important. And I, as a church, I believe that we should continue to pray, but I also would challenge not just the incoming government, but also challenge those other parties that they will begin to rise up and be heard more often, even yeah. though there's not the opposition yes. physically in parliament, that their voices will be heard, and like-minded Barbadians will also bring their voices to the fore so that you can hear the other side of it, so that we can always have something that is fair and balanced. Our job as a church is to speak yeah. sober-mindedly yeah. and to bring impartial thoughts yeah. to the fore. And I pray that as we continue to seek God's face, that that would be the foundation that would lead our new government and this country to the next level that God has for them. It's only in God's will yeah, that we must walk and be.
Please. Thank you, Reverend Gail. I want to also add that in the absence of an opposition, the church must be strong mm-hmm. and vocal, and their voices must be heard, and keep the pressure on the government. And when we see something that's not going the way it should, we have to speak to it. We have to say, no, this is not how we're going. You know, and I'm sure that the government would appreciate that. Church speaking and in the church articulating carefully where they want to see the country go. We're not supposed to be silent. You know, in the midst of anything that's negative, we remain silent, we're complicit. And so I believe that because we do not have an opposition, the church must speak more now than ever before.
And Apostle, it isn't only also that we shouldn't be silent, but we should not. We will praise where praise is due, but we shouldn't do it just because we can. Mm-hmm. If there's something wrong that we see, we should be able to speak to
sure.
it. The church and the people should be able to speak to and you know, to something that is not going the way that we ought to, because at the end of the day, we voted yeah. for a government, and yeah. therefore they must hear yes. and listen to what the people will oh, say, whether there's an opposition or not.
Yes. We commit ourselves as a church to be able to keep our eyes on the wall. Keep our eyes on government, listen carefully, read the news, watch what's happening, and when something goes awry, we speak to it and say, no, we're not going there. Let's pull back, you know, and don't compromise with anybody or anything that's contrary to the will and purpose of God for this nation. Praise God. Let's move on. Praise God. Thank you. Oh, bless God. So now we're going to have a reading, Reverend Gail, scripture, and then I'll share it short for you.
Okay, so today we are dealing with point number 3. The first point is that we will be God chasers, and I am going to be reading 1 Kings chapter 19:19-21. So Elijah went from there and found Elisha, son of Shaphat. He was plowing the 12 yoke of oxen, and he himself was driving the 12 pair. Elijah went up to him and threw his cloak around him. Elisha then left his oxen and ran after Elijah. Let me kiss my father and mother goodbye, he said, and then I will come with you. Go back, Elijah replied. What have I done to you? So Elisha left him and went back. He took his yoke of oxen and slaughtered them. He burned the plowing equipment to cook the meat and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he set out to follow Elijah and became his servant. And point number 9, we must take time to be with our God. And St. Luke chapter 6 verse 12 say, one of those days Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God.
What might those two points that we've gone back to, especially the one is that we must take time to chase after God. We must be God chasers, yeah? And we use the scripture of Elisha chasing after Elijah, but certainly Elijah is not God. So why would he say you have to chase after God, and use the scripture that sees a man chasing after another man? Because here's the thing: God will give you blessings, God will give you ministry. God will give you giftings. But there is a man that God will use every time, you know, to be able to release that on you. We see all in scripture, the laying on of hands for the ministry, the stirring up of gifts and so on. Because right now we have too many people who believe that if I just feel one day that I could preach, I just get up, get a microphone, and have a microphone will prosper. And have a microphone will travel. It don't work like that at all. We have to wait on the Lord. And we have to sit ourselves down in a church with, you know, that God has created. God is the one who, God is the head of a church. Church belongs to God, and God has a structure of church. And so if you really want to chase after God, you'll find yourself in a church somewhere where God has led you under a pastor who knows God, who's walking in the will and purpose of God, and wait until the Lord is ready to release you. We have to be people out there behaving like wild coyotes, doing their own thing, going to their own places, and think the Lord tell me, I'll ask the first question when you come to my church. Who is your father?
Yes.
Who is your pastor? Mm-hmm. Where are you coming from? And if we can do that, we'll stop a lot of people up there that are just contrary. Yes, contrary. And doing their own thing. That's not according to the word. Everywhere in the word you see that God raises somebody, a man or somebody important. Even Moses was a great leader. Joshua stood outside the tent, chasing God.
Yes.
Chasing God, but chasing Moses.
Mm-hmm.
Chasing. He saw the presence of God on Moses. And he said, you know, I'm going to stay outside the tent. And whenever Moses came down from where God, the glory of God was on him. And of course, it was falling on Joshua. But people nowadays don't want to wait. They want to just get up, have a dream, or if somebody gives them a prophecy, God help you.
Yeah.
They get a prophetic word, God help us. The pastor in the church, if somebody get a prophetic word at some conference, they can preach better than the pastor. They know more than the pastor, and they go on down the road and start their own business. This is not how it's done. You have to chase that person to see that God has placed what is for you in them. And Elisha saw that. Went after it. And you know what? He was so much facing God. He wanted a double portion of the godliness, the anointing. What it was that Elijah had from God. You know, this was not Elijah's stuff. He knew this was God's stuff. And so in chasing God, we have to remember that God will use a man in the flesh to give us, to release us to where we have to go. When God met Paul on the road to Damascus, Saul as he was then, he fell on the ground, blind. He got and said, what will you have me to do? He said, get and go to Ananias, a man in the flesh, and he'll tell you what to do. Jesus could have healed him. Jesus could have done it. But he was working according to the regulations of heaven and the divine order of God.
Okay.
Go to a man in the flesh, sit yourself down, spend time there, and the man will lay hands on you. And only when he lay hands on you will your eyesight come back.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
So you're chasing God. Don't tell me that you're up there chasing God by yourself. You go sit yourself down somewhere where somebody can help you to find God. And then you see Jesus in Luke. Jesus chased after God, his father.
Yeah.
Spent a whole night. We have got to tear ourselves out chasing God.
Uh-huh.
Don't look at the clock. Because when you went to the parties, you didn't look at the clock.
It's true.
When you went, When you went to the dance house, we didn't look at the clock. So now when you get in the presence of God,
don't look at the clock.
I love those.
We should have clocks in church then.
No. Ten Pentecostal services I used to go to. When you just praise God all night, worship all night, pray all night, going on the road, on the floor, just when God, you felt God, you knew God was there. And you didn't look at no clock. And then when morning breakfast, you're still there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I love that. I just want to see that come again in the church. And people just say, all night. We used to call them all night prayer meetings.
Yeah, all night prayer meetings.
I just went on all night prayer meetings with God.
Often.
Praise God. We got to seek after him, chase after him. And when we find him, glorious. Somebody share.
One of the things that I've realized in becoming a God chaser, as my pastor just alluded to, the dance floor and such like and so forth, I can recognize and resonate with that aspect of my life, because I remember going to the dance and going in at 11 and coming out at 6 in the morning. So now that I have become a man of God and I have seen what God has done and continues to do, I can understand why Paul said in Philippians, he considered everything lost to the sake of knowing Christ.
Yes.
And I said, everything I did in my past that I thought was fantastic pales in comparison to what I am now experiencing. Wow. The peace and the to meet some person who was like me, darkness in your life.
Yeah.
I can tell that person about what I have seen, or where I have, where it came from, or where I am now, or where I intend to be. And see that person catch hold and want the same thing that I have. There's nothing more satisfying and fulfilling than to see God using you to bless some person.
Yeah.
And you can only be used by God when you spend time in His presence, having an unsatiable passion for Christ. Because what I did in my past pales in comparison to the light that I know and the love that I feel and the compassion I can give to people, where somebody can cut me off and still have a nice day, get home safely, instead of getting vexed and sticking my hand through the window and usual gestures. That is what God does for us when we passionately chase Christ. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Elder. You always bring something to the table that makes us excited. We haven't given it.
One of the things when I think about Jesus and him chasing the Father, that's where he got his strength.
Yes.
That's where he got his anointing and his power to do the ministry that he was called to do. And in Matthew, you recognize that he walked on the water. But what did he do before that? He told the disciples, go across to the other side.
Yes.
And he went into the mountain to pray. We need to chase God. In this day, when we see so many things around us, we need to pursue him. Yes. It's when he pursued God until dawn. At dawn, he began to walk on the water.
It's true.
So you know that he has been with his Father.
Wonderful.
Because he chased him.
Great things happen after you chase
him. Hallelujah.
All night,
the power and the presence of God was upon him that he was strong enough to walk on the water. And that's who we want to be. We want to be the God chasers just like Jesus. That's how we ought to be.
Amazing.
Amen.
Let's say, Apostle Chris.
And that happens as often as we seek the Lord.
Yes.
The more we seek him, the more he will be found by us.
Yes.
The problem we have around us is we're seeking every other thing and trying to find our satisfaction and our peace and our being in that thing. That is not enough to take us to the next generation, next level of life. And here's the Lord coming to make himself totally available to us. No matter how far you fall, he's still seeking after you. You don't have to seek him as well. The more we seek, the more we'll find. The more we seek God, the more God will work in us and become everything he wants us to be. And life will be much more fulfilling when we do it God's way as opposed to man's way.
Thank you so much, Apostle Chris. The thing is that modern day church has changed so much compared, as I said, to when we were younger. You came to the house of the Lord. You came to the house where you saw us praying.
Yes.
You know, but now that you because people adjust to suit the congregation, particularly the next gen. You went into
the millennials.
The millennials,
yes.
You understand the culture change. The culture change, and you have to kind of adjust. But we have to maintain some standards.
Yes.
And stipulations that come to the word of God.
You want
to accommodate them. You want to understand them. And you want to facilitate them. But at the end of the day, you can't deviate too far from the word. Because then you will water down the word of God. And at the end of the day, it's not going to be pure. It's not going to be pure word of God. And so even though we want to accommodate our next gen, and millennials and all that, and they do things very different than we do. And that's why you went away, Reverend Yale, and Sister Isabella, and trained last year in the DR for that, to be able to accommodate and work with them. You know, we're aware of what has to be done. We want to do it, but we don't want to change that passion for God.
That desire.
And you can't water down that desire.
Exactly.
You can't water down that passion. When we train them, we got to keep to the script that God has. You know, adjust where it's necessary to adjust.
Follow him.
Yeah. If we're changing the word of God, we have to hold on to them. We have to guide them in the right direction. But we have to tell them, hunger for God.
Yeah.
Thirst for God. Go after God.
Yeah.
Pursue God.
Pursue him.
It says, pursue your friends and so on. Pursue all of those, the links on the Instagram and TikTok and
so familiar.
And can't put on your phone and so on. If you leave your phone at home, you're going to die.
Aye.
That's what you should feel for praying and talking to God. You know, if you're not connected to God in the day, feel uncomfortable. Long for Him. Seek for Him. That's how it should be. Bless God. And God is raising the next generation of people who desperately seek Him and search for Him and is pursuing Him. Reverend Gill.
Thank you, Apostle. All praise and honor and glory be to our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for tuning in today to In God's Glory. Please let us know how this program has impacted your life. We would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 422-2512 or 432-6479. We are located Fourth Avenue, Rockdundo, St. James. Our weekly services are Sundays at 11 a.m. and every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. And remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive.
Thank you so much, Reverend Gill. I think we had good fun today sharing our hearts. We want to again congratulate our Prime Minister, Honorable Ms. Mia Motley, and her government. We want to congratulate all of those ministers that have been placed in new ministries, you know, and those ministers of state and so on. We ask that you work together as a team for the benefit of the country and put country first in all things, you know, and that's a lot of strength from them and cause them to seek Him, seek God for direction. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. In order to succeed, we need God. Man will always stand in need of God.
Yes.
When we fall down, when we get to the place where we think, I am big enough before God, I can make it before God, I pray that we will never ever have a politician or a government or anybody in leadership in this country that believes that they can make it before God. We say it all the time in our national anthem, the Lord has been a people's guide. May we always remember that. If we want Him on our side as our guide, we got to seek Him, pursue Him, and serve Him, and obey His word, and we will see and get the benefits of following Him. God bless all you listeners. I declare you are a God chaser, and you'll get the benefits of chasing God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for tuning into our program on Life 97.5 FM. Join us each and every Friday at 11:30 a.m. as we explore God's Word that will change and transform your life. We look forward to a move of God as we journey together in God's glory. And remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive.